Welcome to the Bifocal Podcast with John White and Jason Himmelstein, where we talk about business intelligence and the Microsoft stack with news, interviews, and expert opinions from around the space.
This is episode 230, recorded on June 28th, 2022, where John and Jason talk to Priya Sathi, Group Program Manager in the Microsoft Intelligence Data Platform and the Head of Product Management for Data Warehouse in Power BI, about the new Data Marts feature in Power BI that is now in public preview.
Well, hello, Jason. How are you now?
John, I'm fabulous.
Fabulous?
Amazingly. Wow. I'm fabulous. It's not a usual term I use, but
It's clearly not.
It's been a good week. I was out in Redmond last week and got over to Bellevue to our Advanta campus and got to go play with all the cats and not the furry kind. Well, some of us are furry, but you know, like it was awesome. The entire Power BI cat team and the Azure CSE team came together and spent 4 days in a room just learning and getting to talk with leaders of our organization, and just really energizing to start the summer off right. It was awesome. And then my family came, you know, and so it was even more fun because the weather while we were out there was perfect. And my kids
didn't rain
into the Pacific Northwest. Not a drop of rain while they were there. It rained one day before, but the mountain was out the entire time. It was just, the kids got a truly wonderful Pacific Northwest experience.
Nice.
Max never wanted to leave MoPop, the Museum of Pop Culture. He fell in love with the exhibit there and we had to drag him out. But Sam had a great time at Chihuly. The kids had a blast. So they want to go back to Seattle. They did not ask if we're moving out there, thankfully, because the answer was absolutely not. But we had a great time between my work stuff and the family getting to play. It was a really good time. And
outstanding.
I'm happy to be back in Seattle, back here at home in my home office, because I've been looking forward to this interview for quite a long time.
Yeah.
And so I'm just curious, how are things with you? I'm just rolling in because I'm so excited to talk to Priya.
It's okay. Well, it's been great here. It's been interesting. We actually have two separate Ukrainian families living with us now that we've taken in. Well, one just came in on Friday. It was a couple from Kharkiv with a son. They're doing fine. And then another one that are probably going to be leaving us in a couple of weeks. They found a place. They got a car. They got a job. So they've been with us for about 3 weeks. Yeah. So that's been kind of the top of my mind for the last little while, in addition to all this stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
This episode of the Bifocal Podcast is sponsored by tyGraph, the award-winning reporting and analytics platform for Office 365. Get the full picture of your Office 365 network by using tyGraph. See how customers leverage its actionable insights to better understand their organization's usage, collaboration, and adoption patterns. Try tyGraph today. Sign up for a free trial at tyGraph.com.
I'm very excited because the person that we're getting to interview today is someone that I'm a big fan of.
Yeah.
I actually got to meet Priya for the first time just before we did an interview together at Microsoft Ignite last year, back when I was working for EY. It was really exciting getting to have this awesome conversation. It was one of the interstitial interviews at Ignite. And I got to meet Priya, and she's just absolutely amazing. So Priya, welcome to the show. If you wouldn't mind introducing yourself to our audience, that'd be great.
Yay. Jason, thank you so much. And thank you for this intro. It was amazing to do that interstitial with you last year. I had a fun time with you. But for this audience who don't know me from last year, let me introduce myself. I'm Priya Sathi, and I run product management for Datamart and Synapse Data Warehouse here in the Microsoft Intelligence Data Platform team.
Very cool. Yeah, I have to be honest with our audience. I had to learn the organization name because my team just moved into the Microsoft Intelligence Data Platform team about 2 weeks ago. We did a cool reorg, and so now we're all together. The CAT team's in with the engineering team and as a one big product team. So it's very cool. And you have had a big summer already, you and your team, and I got to meet Charles Webb, who's on your team, who's one of the folks who's been the face of Datamart. So very excited to get to hear a lot more about that. So just to dive right in, can you tell us, how do you position Datamarts? This is a brand new thing. We've been talking about it a bunch on the show. Hopefully people have had a chance to play with it. How do you position it when you start talking to folks about it?
Yeah, I actually, you know, Datamart has kind of been my baby for the last year, year and a half. I've been working on that with Charles Webb and the rest of the team, an amazing, you know, PM and engineering team for the last year or so. Datamart's positioning is really simple. Datamart, it gives you the ability to do relational database analytics in Power BI. So if you're a user using Power BI, you need a self-service capability to do easy database analytics. Works on small data. You just want to take a bunch of data and, you know, you don't want to use Excel, you don't want to use Microsoft Access. Although those are amazing tools, you are already a user of Power BI and you just want to say, hey, I want to take this data, ETL it into a database. I want to write a bunch of SQL statements, write some queries, and I want to build Power BI reports. Datamart is perfectly suited for exactly that use case. Relational database analytics right within Power BI. Don't have to leave Power BI. It's the same simple experience, intuitive experience that you're used to, and everything is drag drop. You don't need to write a single line of code, but everything is also performant automatically, and everything is also governed automatically because it's a part of Power BI.
Okay. So the thing, and I think it's worth talking to for our audience, when I first saw data flows a couple of years back, right? When I first got my head around data flows, I kind of thought, okay, this is kind of like a Datamart within Power BI. And then along comes this product called Datamart. And when you take a data flow, especially when you take a premium data flow and you put that, you know, the enhanced compute engine behind it, which is SQL, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at this thing. What's the difference, really? You know, my first question is, I got a couple. First question is, would I ever use both a data flow and a data mart? I'm guessing the answer is no.
Actually, you'd be really surprised, John. Right mm-hmm. now, since we've gone through private preview and come into public preview, I have a lot of customers that are using data flow as a source to a data mart.
Really?
Rewind back a bit and let's talk about what exactly is a data flow and what is the intent behind the data flow. Now, the data flow itself is the workload that you need to be using if you're thinking about ETLing your data. I've got data in 100 different sources, transactional systems. I want to bring my data in. I use a simple Power Query based get data experience, use the 150 connectors available to me right out of the box. Bring my data in. As I bring my data in, I might want to do transforms. Once I'm done with that, I want to load that data. And you want to do relational analytics further downstream, load that data into the data mart. So the positioning really here is data flows is perfect for ETL. Mm-hmm. And it's perfect for ETL where you have common reuse patterns on that transformation logic. I took this data and I transformed it into, you know, I did a whole bunch of, you know, merging, removing duplicates. I flattened out my data. I created a normalized or a denormalized structure. Well, all of that is perfectly done with data flow. And then guess what? You can reuse that data flow for mm-hmm. many other purposes. So it's the ETL, but the last part on the L is literally loading it to a destination. Mm-hmm. And today, Dataflows doesn't support multiple destinations yet, and we mm-hmm. know about that. But that set aside, Datamart is the perfect destination when I really want to say, okay, I've got this data in, I've gotten from my different data sources, and now I want to really do exploratory analytics on that data. And I want to do that, you know, even before I built my Power BI data set, I want to do that. I want to understand the tables. I want to understand relationships between the tables. And I want to use my SQL skills. Mm. I really, you know, learn T-SQL. I'm good at using T-SQL. And guess what? That's exactly what Datamart gives to you, all of which Dataflows doesn't do. Now, Dataflows under the hood, you're right, in premium. Yeah. for the enhanced SQL compute engine. But that's really a compute engine and not really exposed SQL head. And Datamart is the destination, the store that's exposing that SQL head to the user. So we can do freeform querying on the data that lands in the database.
So ECE on the data flow is really just a performance thing versus, yes, you know, now we can work with it. With it. And so would it be fair to say that a Datamart, because there's data flows in, I mean, yeah, obviously you could use one as a source for the other, but there are data flows within Datamarts. That's kind of, that's the process. So would it be fair to say a Datamart is a superset of a data flow? Is that okay?
And absolutely the other, right.
Yeah. Okay. And then the other thing I think here is really big, and I think it's a bit of a buried lead in most of the communications I've seen around Datamarts, is the modeling in the browser. Well, that's the first time we've been able to do that.
Yes, that was a surprise, wasn't it?
That was
actually something we've been working on, and what you're seeing is literally just the beginnings of modeling on the web, right? But we were super excited to be able to bring that in as well, because one of the big things about Datamarts, again, it might be implicit, but I want to make sure it's called out. Datamarts also brings in the relational database modeling and the semantic modeling, two things that never existed together. Now it exists together in Datamart. Like if you think about the world before Datamart, you would do relational database modeling in your database, whether it's SQL database or whatsoever database, and then you'd build your Power BI data set, then you do the semantic modeling, you'd build your KPIs, your measures in the Power BI data set. Those were two exclusive worlds. What Datamarts brings together is, again, removes the friction in keeping those two worlds together and bringing those two worlds together. So as a business user, as a, you know, whether you're a business analyst or a data analyst, you don't have to think about where you define those business semantics. You go define it in one place, a Datamart, and we do all the heavy lifting to keep all of that perfectly in sync.
Sounds a lot like the Synapse vision on the ED, on the data warehouse side, just bringing it all under one platform.
Well, I think Synapse, the vision for Synapse is solving for the what I call the enterprise data warehouse problem.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, let's talk about a little bit the difference between, you know, the Datamart and the data warehouse. And I think a conversation before we talk about Datamart and Power BI and Synapse data warehouse. So with the Datamart itself, Datamart is positioned really for business-specific use cases, domain-specific use cases. And it's really positioned to be part of an entire data mesh architecture where you want to have an enterprise data warehouse, where you want to bring in all your corporate data into a data warehouse. You don't want every business unit, every department to go try to bring in revenue data from SAP or any other source system that houses your revenue data. You want to create something where it's a data warehouse that houses all of these common data, common logic. You don't want every business to go ETL their own data in and put their own ETL logic in either, right? That's all perfect. And I use revenue as the example because, you know, revenue is the one thing where, John, you shouldn't have the definition of margins that's very different than my definition of margins, yep. Right?
Single truth, yeah.
So that is where, you know, the Synapse Data Warehouse is positioned. And then on top of this, where business units start having their own specific needs is to create domain-specific data or domain-specific definitions. I could be in a geo where I care about calculations that are very specific to my locality. Mm. I might care about things that are very specific to my region, seasonality to my region. Maybe the geopolitical situation in my region can affect my orders and hence affect my revenues. Now, these are cases where, you know, a Datamart is well-positioned, where I'm still basing it off of that data in that Synapse data warehouse, or that EDW, for that matter, could be any EDW, right? But the Data Mart is really my business domain database, and I can do further downstream analytics. I can bring in further data to enhance my analytics and look at things that are specific to my locality or my region.
There's really no end to the level of the number of mashups we could, you know, and it really does come back to the definition of data warehouse versus a data mart. It's smaller. It's a bite-sized, maybe not bite-sized, but it is specific to the domain. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. You know, John, I do want to say historically, data marts and data warehouses have coexisted for, you know, decades, right?
Yeah.
Several customers I talked to had their own implementations of data marts on the data warehouse. You know, some customers are actually, you know, more sophisticated. They built SQL databases, you know, in on top of the data warehouses to as a data mart. Some other customers aren't as sophisticated, but are using Excel spreadsheets and Access databases. Yep. And guess what? Even SharePoint.
Spread marts, yeah.
Yeah, spread marts, yes. Customers have used that term as well. So these coexist. And, you know, we anticipate these to continue to coexist because the other side of it is, you don't necessarily want all the data in the world to land in the enterprise data warehouse. There's so much data. You could be thinking about streaming data. You could be thinking about all kinds of data that you just may not even require centrally in a data warehouse.
The art is knowing what not to store, frankly, in my experience, but yes.
it became a highlight for me last week in listening to some of the conversations around performance and Synapse and how, you know, performance is so much better at these very, very large scales, right? And when you start to look at it, the data marts feature operates really, really efficiently at that small to medium scale. And I call it medium because once you get over, you know, 10 gigs of data, you're in medium size in all reality, you know, you're no longer in small. Because to me, small is there are so very many models and data sets that are, you know, under 100 meg, right? So when you start to look at it, data marts, when we're looking at that, you're looking at above a gig, you're above 10 gigs, that's large at that point. So, you know, I see the data mart feature being really fantastic for this. Now, one of the things about the data marts that's interesting to me is it automatically generates a Power BI data set.
Yep.
You've got your SQL side of the data mart, right? Yep. But it also creates a data set for you.
It's two-faced,
You know, which today, when you use Power BI Desktop and you go into the data hub, you see that as a filtered view, is the way I've referred to it. But we do not yet have a connector for the data marts feature, which would connect you to the SQL backend, but you can make that connection. You and I've had some conversations about this, but you know, so one of the questions I have, because you and I've had some conversations about the future.
Yeah.
So short-term future, what do you see happening here? Can you tell us a little bit about what we're going to see here coming soon?
Yeah, so we're working on a lot of new exciting features for data marts. And I'm even in the short term, in the next 3 to 4 months or so, you know, folks that are using data marts should see these capabilities come out. It's interesting you talk about the connector, right? Of course, you can use the native SQL connector even in desktop. We do have plans for a data mart native connector as well. But that set aside, in the next 3 months, a few very exciting things. Now, one of the things that we have today in data marts is the ability for you to either write a SQL query. Let's say you're, you know, somebody that knows T-SQL, you can go write a T-SQL query, or you can use the visual query editor. But this is very transient. You can't save it. You can't do anything with it. And then how many people really do analytics and explore data with just one query? I never do that. I tend to write a number of different queries and I'm tweaking my queries. And, you know, I sometimes save them and, you know, it's today in data marts, I can't do that. But one of the capabilities that's coming out in the next 3 months is exactly that, the ability to write multiple queries and to save these queries. These queries are going to get saved natively right within the data mart. We're going to have autosave, so you just start writing out your query. It's going to automatically keep saving it. And name, and it saves and housed into your data mart itself. So next time you come back, your query is right there.
Wow.
Look for SQL and visual queries. So no matter which methodology you use, you drag, drop, build your query, or you just write your SQL, it's going to be there and it's saved. And it's auto-saved because we want Power BI to continue to be just like Office and do a lot of the things that Office does. So I'm really excited about that because, you know, this way I don't have to use, you know, my notepad and like, you know, write my query, save my query in my local file and then come back to it and say, oh, wait, which was that query that I used to do revenue analytics or explore my revenue data? And then how do I, you know, now go back to it and find it? And, you know, I've got this clutter in my OneDrive already. So yeah, that is something I'm really excited about. The other things that I'm really excited about, a couple other things, is one is today, there's only one contributor to a data mart, right? And so really becomes a limitation. It's say I take a long vacation and I created a data mart and I'm out. Then Jason, if you're my backup and there's something you need to go either fix in the data mart or edit in the data mart, it's not easy to do at all, right? You're going to have to call me and disturb me from my cool vacation in Hawaii. And, you know, I'm not going to have fun, right?
No, I would actually fly out there with a laptop to help you help me out. Like that's how I roll, Priya, just so you know. Like I don't like to impose. I like to help. So, you know. But yeah, no, that's fantastic that multiple, you know, editors
can
be able to.
Well, you know, I'll keep that drink ready for you at that vacation. Right. But you know what? We're actually going to solve for it.
Oh, man. Well, that takes all my fun away. But okay, that's fine.
Yeah, we're working on a multiple contributor feature. So not just me as the owner of the data mart, but I can add you as a contributor to my data mart. And you know what? You can now be my delegate, my backup when I'm on that vacation and I don't have to fund that fly out to Hawaii.
Well, I would do that for you and for the customers. That's the level of dedication.
Mighty big of you, Jace. Mighty big of you.
I try. Yeah.
Are you drowning in spreadsheets? Are you gasping for a better reporting solution? Let Marquee Insights throw you a lifeline. They can help you chart a course to success with Power BI, then get underway quickly with one of their quick start solutions while learning the ropes from their experienced staff. If you're ready for reporting bliss, go to marqueeinsights.com and click the Get Started button and learn how they can help you make better, faster decisions with smarter data.
You got John all excited there for a minute. I don't know if the clapping came across on the audio. That was the feedback. This autosave feature was one that John was really telling me he desired strongly when he's first
shift. So. My head was feeling a little, my forehead was a little sore from banging it on the desk. But yeah.
But it's great that we're working on that. I'm curious, was that something that we got feedback on that made it in?
Yeah, we actually got feedback on a ton of things, Jason. And I do want to say we've gotten such great reception from customers since we launched DataMart. And since day one, customers took the initiative to put feedback right into ideas. Portal, powerbi.ideas.com, right? And you go in there, you can see tons of ideas already. And I'm so thankful for that. I'm really thankful for that. What we're doing is we're actually looking at all of this feedback, we're synthesizing it, and we're taking it into consideration as we're, you know, planning and thinking about the releases over the next few months and the incremental features, just like Power BI has been doing for the last several years, right? We release a new version of Power BI desktop, new features in the service on a monthly basis. Mm-hmm. And a lot of this is coming out of ideas, right? And so these were things that, you know, customers raised to us. And I know there are a bunch of other really great ideas that have gotten a lot more votes. And I promise you, we're working on many of those while, you know, I'm talking about the ones that are coming in the next 3 months and you guys will get your hands on these features. There's a lot of other really cool features we're working on for DataMart that will really tightly integrate the DataMart capability itself into the rest of Power BI capabilities, into data flows, into data sets, into all of the other types of artifacts that are available within Power BI. Back to your question, absolutely, coming out of ideas. So keep voting, putting your ideas there, because that is exactly where I'm going for all these next set of features that you guys want.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, making the transition from external into the Power BI Cat team, I have seen the feedback, and it's really cool how we pull all of that together to present out to the team and to the leadership team that you're on, and that you all come on a monthly basis to hear from us what we're hearing from customers, what ideas.powerbi.com flows in as well. And, you know, it really is something that gets looked at on a very regular basis. I actually got an opportunity to have a quick conversation with Arun last week, and that was one of the things he was talking about, was his excitement around the fact that he can look at that with customers and say, here are the things that your folks have given us feedback on. And it's really nice to be able to get hands on and do that. And that, you know, one of the things that we've complained about in the past was the switch from the old ideas site to the one that we have now. But that gives us that capability of being able to really drill in a very different way and really put things to the right place and put the right weight on them. So it's a great thing. And it's awesome that you're taking that feedback and really looking to make the product better. And you took away my last question, was what's the long-term vision? I think you already answered that one.
Yep.
So that was my big last question for you. You know, John, did you have anything else you wanted to ask Priya?
I think we've primarily covered it. This has been a whirlwind, that's for sure. Definitely a lot to look forward to here. I think this is just the beginning of, I don't know how to put it, but it's just the evolution of, I mean, it's all coming together. Like I mentioned before, you know, this is the first time we've seen modeling in the browser, and we've been talking about that for a couple of years, and, you know, ultimately where desktop's going to wind up, I would expect to see. And it's completing more of the story. It's always completing more of the story. The thing I like, I got to throw in there, and you've touched on it already, is it's not, Power BI is always, well, initially was, and I think it's important to maintain the focus on self-service analytics. Yeah. Yes, the enterprise was lacking at the beginning. Yes, that had to be built out, and it has been. And you see these I'm on calls all the time. You see that tug of war where, you know, people want it to be more complicated. No, we have to worry about usability. And the attention to usability and the fact that that isn't being lost, even in the race to, you know, the bigger and bigger data, I think is a wonderful thing. That's really just a comment, not so much a question.
Yeah, but you're right, John. I think at the end of the day, you know, we really want these capabilities to be so easy to use, whether you're a professional developer or a citizen developer, right? Or, well, for that matter, not even a developer, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We want it to be so easy to use, you know, just easy to get started. Power BI does a lot of this today, right? It's so easy to get started. You go to powerbi.com and you get started with just two clicks, right? It's easy. Get started with a trial. And by the way, DataMart is also available as part of a trial, right? You don't want to invest in that $20 per user per premium license, premium per user license. You can still get started really easily. Right, with that free trial, and you can test drive it, and we don't want to have any blockers, and that's why the experiences, we want to keep them so simple, so familiar, so people just know it's left-hand pane, it's ribbon, it's common themes, it's drag drop. Day one, as a user, I get productive. And if I get productive, then my colleagues get productive. And that just has huge, you know, impact on the entire enterprise's productivity. And so, yeah, it's totally a core to what's part of Power BI today.
And I think you hit on something that was very important that we have not mentioned yet as a part of this conversation. This is a premium feature. This is one of the things that's getting lots of investment and that does require you to either have a premium per user license or a premium per capacity license to be able to leverage these features. And it's in preview today. You can go out and start playing with this, you know, and really get your hands on it and understand it. Highly recommend it. As Priya said, there is the PPU trial that you can go off and do. But is something that you want to take a look at and understand and really drill into, there's lots of great videos out there. Our friends at Gaia Cube have done some really cool stuff over there as well. And lots of other folks out there in the community who've done a lot of blogging, and there's a lot of tweeting going on about this, about all the great things. So make sure that if you're drilling in on it, go double click into some of these other places as well, because there's lots of great information as people are using it. And there will be a lot more information coming as the months roll on and new stuff gets rolled out, as Priya said. Priya, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us and our audience. We really appreciate it and look forward to having you back maybe in a year. Yeah. to see what else new is happening. Maybe the next time there's big announcements, it'd be great to have you back on. Thank you so much.
Well, yeah, thanks, John, much.
And Jason, thank you so much for having me today. This has been incredibly awesome. I'm so glad to be part of this. I've been pumped since the launch of DataMart, and I am so excited to have been given the opportunity to be here and talk about what's been my baby.
Yeah. All right. Good luck with that baby. I'm pretty impressed with it so far.
All right. Talk to you later, John.
Take care. Bye, Priya. Bye, Jace.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Bifocal Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to us on SoundCloud, iTunes, or via your favorite podcast app. You can follow us on Twitter at Bifocal Show. The show notes for this and all of the Bifocal podcasts can be found on the Bifocal.show blog. The music for the Bifocal Podcast is Indie Rock by Scott Holmes and is shared under Creative Commons.